Hello everyone, welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making a very quick recipe. It's called Mongolian beef and it tastes amazing. So let's get started. We have here some oil that we're going to be using. Now this recipe is usually they deep fry the meat, and I tried that but I just feel so bad deep frying it for some reason, and it's got the cornstarch. I just didn't like it, so we're going to pan fry it. And then I've got the beef.
This is how we're gonna... What I want to do is I want to show you, I've got two pieces of really nice sirloin, got no fat in it. I like to cook with no fat. And then what you want to do is you want to cut it in a slant. So you're going to have really nice thin strips of meat, which is not going to take long at all for us to stir fry it. And this stir fry is going to go really, really quick. Now, with the way we're going to marinate this meat, you don't have to at all marinate it, but I like marinating it just because, you know, it gives that really, really wonderful flavor. So, let me just finish this one piece of meat here, and then I'm going to show you. And you want to get a really, really sharp knife for this. Because the sharper your knife, the thinner the pieces are going to be. And for Mongolian beef, you want to get it really nicely thin. See how thin that is? Good enough for the marination. I'm gonna do fresh ginger and garlic, just a little bit of lemon pepper, and just some soy sauce. You just want to eyeball, let's say about a fourth of a cup, and I'm going to add the other piece, this other piece of meat in there too. I'm going to cover this up and we're going to throw it in the refrigerator. Just a couple pointers, use a glass container or a plastic container to put your meat in. Don't put it in a metal dish and do not cover it with foil. Always, always cover it with plastic. There's a certain type of chemical reaction that happens, and it's not going to be good if you put it in a, if you cover it with aluminum foil and if it touches the meat. So just make sure that you do that. Then we're going to come back and continue the recipe.
Add not very much, about 2 tablespoons of cornstarch. Now you could add more if you don't mind the coating on it. For me and my kids, we just don't like that heavy coating of cornstarch on it. So we're gonna mix this up really quickly, and I'm gonna show you what ingredients this recipe requires. So once we mix this up and get our pan so we can get this going, once we get our oil hot, it should go. So you just want a little bit of oil. You don't wanna add too much oil, because since we're pan frying it, we should be okay. And you just wanna make sure that we mix the cornstarch really well. So we've got all this mixed up really well. Let's see if our oil is hot enough. I think I'm gonna wait a couple minutes. All right, so while that's warming up, let's go ahead and just quickly mix up the sauce. Now, for the vegetables, I know I'm all over the place today. For the vegetables, I chose 3 vegetables. I did carrots, which are really, really thin stripes. I did some spring onions, I did some green bell peppers and I did some red bell peppers, so four. And you can either take out these, not add any vegetables. I just feel like this way my kids get some vegetables. So for the sauce, I have about 1 cup of water. I'm going to add about 1/2 cup of soy sauce, 1 teaspoon of ginger and garlic, 1/3 cup of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of this chili garlic sauce that I'm using. I'm out of my usual sambal that I usually use, so this should work just fine. We're gonna mix this up, and we have to put some cornstarch in here, but we'll wait on that. Let's go ahead and put all these chicken meat pieces in here. And the reason why I you just wanna make sure that they're separated before you put in, because the cornstarch sticks and then they kind of fold over. So this way it's gonna cook evenly. Or they might even stick to each other. So that's why I like to. Now, since these are such thin strips, they should cook fairly quickly. Okay, so we're gonna turn this around. Let the other side finish cooking. And I'm telling you, this is the best way. I did one trial for home and I deep fried it, and I got splatters everywhere. It was a mess. So just make sure your meat is very, very dry. That's number one. And just marinate it for about 20 minutes so all the flavors can get together. And then when it's done, this is what it's gonna look like. You wanna put it on a paper towel so you soak off most of the, or whatever is remaining oil in there. We're gonna keep that aside. And then the sauce is almost done. All we have to do now is just add a little bit of cornstarch in there. If your mixture is cold, the cornstarch should not make any lumps. So once you get your meat all cooked and you get your veggies cut, really this recipe goes so fast. So I'm going to take all the meat out. I'm just going to transfer my wok on, turn that one on high. I'm going to add just a little bit of oil in here. You don't need much, just about a tablespoon will do. Our oil was already hot, remember. But we're gonna wait until it smokes just a little bit. I forgot to mention, you can also add these dried chilies in there, or you could use Thai peppers if you have the red ones. All right, so you see how that's smoking? That's perfect. We're gonna add veggies in here. I want to stir fry this on high. A couple of those chilies in here. You want these veggies to be semi-crunchy, so if you're using your stovetop and it's gas, it's gonna go much faster for you. My tabletop one doesn't get too hot. Our meat in. Make sure you stir your sauce before you add it in, so none of the cornstarch is sitting on the bottom. I don't know if you can see, but our sauce is thickening up pretty well. I just want to make sure that all my meat and veggies are coated in the sauce. This is perfect. Here we go, a quick dish. Okay, all you need now is to take some spring onions and just throw some on there. If you wanted to, you could also add some sesame seeds on there. Okay, now I'm gonna do a quick taste test for you. I know it's really, really hot, but. Can't believe the meat is so tender. Carrots have a little crunch to it. The meat doesn't have so much of that gooey cornstarch on it, so that's perfect. I think my daughter's gonna love this one. I have to chew this really, really well, otherwise I won't be able to do videos for you guys. So try this. Definitely a plus in our house. Everybody loves it. So today we made some Mongolian beef. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time. Another great video. See you then, friends.